I'm Pepper Wells for EA Radio. Today I'm talking with Kavya Maniapu, who is an aerospace test engineer, a designer of Boeing Company's commercial spacecraft, and a participant in the Mars Society research project that will someday prepare humans for life on Mars. Kavya, it is a privilege to chat with you today. Thank you for taking the time. What made you first interested in aerospace test engineering?
So as a child, I was always interested in space, and I could date it back to when I was 3 years old when I said I wanted to go to the moon. And since then, you know, my passion has been in getting an education in aerospace engineering and working with rockets, working with Boeing and NASA. And that's how I landed up at my current job, where I actually get to build and test the next generation spacecraft that Boeing is building to take our astronauts to the International Space Station.
What are some possible problems with going to Mars?
A round trip to Mars actually takes close to almost 3 years. That's a long time to be in space. It takes about 7 months to get there. We would be spending another year and a half there and another 8 months or 7 to 8 months coming back. So we need to make sure that our astronauts stay alive and are fit and safe in order to perform all the science and mission objectives to be on Mars. Some key challenges that we currently face are our bodies. We are used to living on Earth, used to the gravity here. And so once we are in space, our bodies behave differently. We see a lot of muscle and bone loss. Our eyes get affected, our heart gets affected. So there's a lot of physiological aspects to, or challenges of being in space. The other big issue is radiation. Astronauts going to space, especially to Mars, are hit with both galactic cosmic radiation and solar radiation. So we need to make sure that we build our spacecraft and habitats to sustain and protect our astronauts from radiation. Another key issue is psychology. I mean, imagining 4 to 6 crew being in a capsule for almost 3 years in closed quarters, in isolation, trying to work in extreme environments is a challenge to human psychology. So there are, and these are just a few of the many other challenges that we may face going to Mars.
What are some possible solutions to some of the easier problems?
So there's a lot of research being done on many of these challenges to make Mars mission as safe as possible and reliable as possible for all the components to work, being durable, as well as keeping our astronauts alive. For example, currently we have an astronaut and a cosmonaut on the ISS, the International Space Station, for a year. Trying to study the effects on human physiology. What are the effects of the communication delays? And there's also a lot of analog missions here on Earth that NASA and other organizations are conducting to study the psychology of the crew. What kind of crew mix would be optimal for a mission to Mars? When we go to Mars, the communication delay is 40 minutes both ways. So it's 20 minutes when you say hello that the person on Mars can hear, and 20 minutes back that you can hear back a response from them. So that'll be a challenge in how our mission control and our astronauts would communicate. Our crew needs to be more independent in making decisions, whether it's for crew survival or equipment breakdown, etc. So they're currently studying the effects of all of these challenges using analog missions as well.
Tell us what a food source might be for the Mars mission.
That's a good question. It is a challenge to be able to carry food for almost 3 years and our crews being able to survive. And it's expensive to launch so much food and water for the astronauts for a 3-year mission to Mars. And there's been a lot of research that's currently going on at NASA, where they're looking at maybe growing, being able to use in-situ resource utilization, where you can actually grow algae or something similar on Mars itself with the equipment that we would take from here. Yeah, I'm not a biologist to give more information on that, but I definitely know that there's a lot of research going in that area because food, we need food. We need to stay alive. And so that's one of the challenges that we are looking at.
Do you want to be an astronaut?
Hopefully one day I will get to travel to space. It's been a dream as a child, and maybe it'll be, for the coming generations, it'll be something on an everyday basis that we could do in the future, just like we fly our pilots around now. You know, you can just take an aircraft, get your pilot's license, and you go take a trip in the skies. I hope, I envision that one day, whether it's our generation or our future generations, they will be able to do regular trips back and forth, either to the moon or some low Earth orbit destinations.
How did college prepare you for what you do?
To be in a career where you're building spacecrafts and anything related to space, it's important that you gain an education in science, technology, engineering, or math background, because you will be dealing with a lot of physics, a lot of math, and so your education provides that foundation for you to pick a career like aerospace engineering. And my parents had been mentoring me as a kid that if I really want to become an aerospace engineer, I need to get a good degree and good college education. And so I started my education back in India and then moved here to further advance my education. And I've completed a bachelor's in aerospace engineering and then a master's in aeronautics and astronautics. And I'm currently pursuing my PhD in aerospace sciences, trying to design spacesuits for future moon and Mars exploration missions.
What is some advice do you have for people that want to go to Mars?
Education is very important, especially gaining or having the knowledge and getting into a career with science, technology, engineering, and math would put you on the right path, whether you want to become an aerospace engineer or want to be part of the space industry or even go to Mars one day. So that would be my advice. And in general, you know, you shouldn't be scared to dream big. Your passion and your career starts with the dream that you have and the perseverance you would have to continuing to pursue that career in the future. So don't give up, whether you face, you know, any challenges in life. And if you're really motivated to fulfill that dream, continue on the path and be perseverant with whatever you do.
What is next for you?
So currently, my priorities are to complete my PhD and try to get a good technology developed for planetary spacesuits to mitigate dust, because when we go to Moon and Mars, that'll be a problem, is to make our spacesuits durable enough to withstand all the dust effects. The other priority is to see the CST-100 fly to space, make sure that we build a safe and reliable system and are able to once again take our astronauts back to the International Space Station from the U.S. soil.
My guest today has been Kavya Manipu, who is a participant in the Mars Society research project that will someday prepare humans for life on Mars. Kavya, thank you for talking to me.
This was great, and good luck with whatever you do and all the kids here at Oshkosh. You know, again, dream big and continue living your dreams.
For EAA Radio, I'm Piper Wells.